our thank you to local anesthesia. Woo! Thank you so much to them. And please continue to listen, because it's just going to get better and better and better and better and better and better. Just keeps going. It keeps going. Because WMFO, this is an awesome place for some music. And we have our special hour, 6 to 7 p.m. That's right. You've been waiting for your guided meditation. And I have some awesome things going on in the spiritual world, the paranormal through sound. Yeah. So guess what I dreamed of this week? You're never going to believe what I dreamed of. Actually, you are going to believe it, because you guys are my listeners. You guys are getting used to this craziness, but awesome craziness that goes on in the dream world, in the supernatural world through sound. That's right. Spirit was like, you need to play some bluegrass. Isn't that amazing? So, I was here Sunday, and I had a phenomenal show. Sunday, you know, whenever I sub on Sundays, I call it Paranormal Playground Sounds Special Edition and Sunday Service Special Edition. And basically, you know, I do the whole channeling, all that stuff, all that good stuff. And there was a lot of, I got into a lot of bluegrass. I got into a lot of Don Fleming's, Carolina Chocolate Drops. And, you know, I even got into some Dixieland jazz. So it was, you know, we need to do the guided meditation. I feel like, you know, basically intertwined with that, I recently bought a banjo, and I feel like this is the message to bring more of that energy to life, because I don't know about you. I mean, I just feel like country and bluegrass, they get a bad rep sometimes. Not with me. I love that stuff. And so I wanted to really go into that genre and how powerful and beautiful it really is. And basically, you know, the kind of effect it has on me and how I'm connected to that. So I actually had a lot of dreams about banjos, and that's actually why I bought one. It was because Spirit was like, you need to learn how to play. And so I recently followed thy spirit and I got one, and then now this magical stuff is happening, and I literally recently just got a whole collection. And just a reminder, we were supposed to have live music today, but you know spirit, you know how spirit is in the universe, so hopefully this will happen next week and we can do this. And I please pardon me, I have to pee so bad. I just chugged a whole thing of Celsius. Please forgive me. Would you ever forgive me? I'm not right now because I have to pee. And so, you know when you're not right and you have to pee? That's why my intro was kind of like, because I really have to pee. But anyways. gotta go right now. Remember that commercial for like Depends or something? No, that's not what I'm not wearing Depends, but like, you know, do you remember that? It's like, and I don't have to go right now. Anyways, actually, before we get into our guided meditation that is gonna strike basically at the get into it at 6:05, I'm going to leave you with a dueling banjo for a little bit, because we're just going to open up the energy, but we're going to open up with some energy. Oh God. You ever seen the movie Deliverance? Oh, Jesus. Do not watch that movie alone. But anyways, this is one of the famous scenes from that movie. It's the dueling banjo. And I'm going to put this in your face right now. Stay tuned. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And you are getting your daily dose of paranormal love. Just love all up in your face. Gonna love you. Gonna hug you. Gonna telepathically just send you all of this right now. It's just happening. I mean, why else would we all be here together on this beautiful Platinum Tuesday? Yeah, that's right. I called it Platinum Tuesday. Right here. There's some classic banjo playing for you. So let's get to our guided meditation right now. So let's collect our energy and feel good. All is well right now. So let's begin. For everyone listening, now is a time to unwind and connect with your inner self. All the week and everything that's been going on, we're just going to renew and put an intention to the universe. Put in that invitation to spirit to renew and heal our energy force right now. Feeling love, feeling joy, and feeling magnificence. Now put roots from your feet all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tie tight. Put a shield of white healing energy from your head all the way down to your feet. Let's feel and uplift and bring this energy in closer. See, right now in this moment, as we're here and we're connecting to our higher selves, we invite all the things that we need to evolve to our higher selves to be here right now. We make this invitation here, nice and clean transition to the presence. So no matter where you've been, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, no matter what has happened to you during this week, no matter what has happened to you this weekend, no matter what has happened to you in this month, right now you are going to be open to healing. Right now, what matters is right now. What matters is that you're going to be healed and cleansed and cleared. Woo! Please don't mind the giggles. That's a good sign. It means expansion is arriving right here in our presence, and that's what we need, is expansion. Laughter brings about this beautiful energy of expansiveness. How beautiful it is to be loved. How beautiful it is to be light. See that we're going to bring into this magic. Right now I'm feeling an energy, and spirit is bringing this energy to invite lightness around everybody who's listening. We're going to invite the energy of lightness. We're going to invite the energy of God and all your loved ones and all your spirit guides right now. We're going to invite all the energy to you to connect to your childlike self right now in this moment. Channeling it. It feels good. I'm feeling the expansiveness, you see? And as you're feeling this expansiveness and you can feel exactly what spirit is broadcasting, you see, spirit is using me, using us right now to channel infinite good. Using us to channel sunshine and play and smiles and love and warmth, everything sweet in the world. Feel this. Imagine yourself at the highest mountain in the world, and you can see the clouds, and you can see the whole world through this beautiful mountain. And in this mountain, you could feel nothing but being uplifted and elevated higher and higher and higher. This is connecting you to infinity. It's connecting you to your higher self. Being on this mountain, raising your vibration, this symbolizes the high vibe and the high frequency that is within you right now. This is representing all of these lower things, all of these things that do not matter and do not serve us, letting it go, letting the earthly things go. For we are here to experience growth, love, and joy. We're not here to ban or shun or numb ourselves to bad feelings or uncomfortable feelings. We're here in this moment to know that this is a place where we can let it go, where we can accept the things we can't change, but we can be immersed in the love of the things we can. We are not, we let go of control here. We let go of the need of our exterior power. We let go of the ego. Fight for survival. Fight to take the lead in your life. No, we remember who's in the lead. We are. For yes, our egos, fear, all of those things can serve us on a very, very magical level in which provides protection. But at the end of the day, what we need to understand is that that is not us. That is not our identity. For it is just a costume, a shield, an armor of protection for when we have our human experiences. Right now, we remember we are spirit. Right now, we remember we're infinite beauty, and you are so beautiful. Oh, these 28 days of love this February filled with love, 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 love. Feel how good it feels to be loved. That reminder that you are an eternal being, expansive with joy, expansive in the lightest, brightest light. Remember being on this mountain and you can see all the clouds and you can see yourself expanding. You can see yourself immersed in the most beautiful love poetry of your life right now. The mirrors are reflecting all the good aspects about yourself. The mirrors are reflecting and enhancing all of the most wonderful, miraculous things about who you are. You are a walking miracle. Remember the next time you look into a mirror, you remember the mirror of the miraculous. You see yourself and you say, this is a walking, talking, breathing miracle. Of course, I'm going to compliment myself. Of course, I'm going to see that person in the mirror as beautiful, as dynamic, unique, a giver, expansive, abundant, and healthy. Of course, I'm going to see this reflection as the most amazing person I want to be with. That is the person you want to spend so much time with. That person in the mirror is your soul. It's home. That's you. That person in the mirror, you want to be you for all eternity. You wouldn't want to be anybody else when you look into that mirror. Oh, you just want to hug and kiss yourself and say, oh my goodness, I love you. You. As if you were holding your loved one in a romance, but it is a romance with yourself where it is beautiful. You're the soulmate energy that is you. And you look at that person in the mirror and say, I want to spend the rest of my life with you through all eternity. You are everything I asked for. And when you come to that place of truly feeling that you are everything you could ever ask for, sky is the limit. Oh, yes. Feel your energy expand right now. Feel how expansive you are. Feel how just so magnificent you are. No matter where you are, if you're driving in a car, if you're at home, if you're walking, you know, if you're cleaning, if you're doing homework, if you're doing work, no matter where you are right now, you're being reminded of your highest soul's potential, that it's already within you. You're being reminded that there's nothing missing with you. You're being reminded that who you are, there is no apologies. There's no need to say sorry for who you are. The design of who you are was meant to be. Yes, there is room for expansion and growth and self-improvement, but right now, where you're at needs to be celebrated, needs to say congratulations, because who you are right now, no matter how many foibles, no matter how many flaws, no matter how many imperfections that have been going through your head or you've been told, no matter all of those things that you believe to know that is real or true about yourself, you know right now that it has nothing to do with your true, true being that is infinitely miraculous. Feel loved right now. Please feel this magnificent love flowing through you, flowing through me, through spirit to you. You feeling this love and letting it spread everywhere you go right now. Right now, you are chosen. You are chosen to be free. Right now, you are chosen to feel good. You so much. Yes, we're here in February and it is the month of love, and I still love you. I'll always love you. Infinite Spirit is saying, I, no matter what you've done, what you do, my love never runs out for you. Spirit loves us so much. That love always flows. It never runs out. That love is always continuously hugging you, bathing you in light, and letting you know that you are good. Remember that you are good. Remember that there is nothing ever missing with you, and there is nothing wrong with you. Please remember this today. If there's one thing that you can bring to sleep with you, that you can let echo in your ear throughout the day and put in your subconscious, it's that there is nothing wrong with you. You are perfection. No matter what anyone says, no matter what anybody has ever told you, you are perfect because you are existing here. And that's why you are perfect. You were chosen to be here because something saw you as perfect. Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel good to be validated by spirit to know that you are doing the right thing, that you are on the right track, and that all is well? Sit with this energy. Sit with this calming love right now. Feel the power that is here. It's true power. It's true love. It's true intention. It's true magic. That childlike self. All that expansiveness. I love you. Woo! We did it! Oh, we did it, baby. I love you so much. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM. WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Please stay tuned for some more magic that's coming up in this hour. We're here. And so, again, the theme today is folk and bluegrass because that was in my dream. Spirit said, let's play it. And I know why. I'm really excited. There's this band that I really love and an artist named Dom Flemons. And he's in this band called Carolina Chocolate Drops. And it is bluegrass. And he's amazing. They actually showed me a selection of his songs to play because it was him, Don Flemings, that I actually wanted to take up the banjo. And that's what I saw him with it. And I was like, ooh, he's mixed like me. You know, he's mixed race like me. And he likes bluegrass. But not only does he like it, he's beyond talented playing bluegrass. And I was just like, oh my God. And I was just like, I could do that too. The inspiration everywhere. So this is a magical song I want to play. And this is the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and it's called Snowden's Jig, and the album is called Genuine Negro Jig for You. We'll be back. Please stay tuned. We're here till 7 p.m. Thank you.
If you'll gather around me, children, a story I will tell about Purdy Boy Floyd, an outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee, a Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in his wagon as into town they rode. There a deputy sheriff approached him in a manner rather rude. Vulgar words of anger, and his wife she overheard. Purdy Boy grabbed a log chain and the deputy grabbed his gun. In the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. Then he took to the trees and timber to live a life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. But a many a starving farmer the same old story told, how the outlaw paid their mortgage and saved their little homes. Others tell you about a stranger that come to beg a meal. Underneath his napkin left $1,000 bill. It was in Oklahoma City. It was on a Christmas day. There was a whole carload of groceries come with a note to say, well, you say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief. Guess it's through this world I've wandered. I've seen lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun and some with a fountain pen. And as through your life you travel, yes, as through your life you roam, you won't never see an outlaw drive a family from their home.
Started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
It's the Orange Blossom Special. baby back. Yeah, bring her right on home now.
Ring the bell, Bill, ring the bell.
You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, and I hope you've been enjoying this bluegrass, folk. I know I have. It's the theme. It was in my dreams, and it was guided to play this, so I am being guided, and it's here, and I hope, you know, I hope you're having fun, and I hope you're feeling the vibes and the energy. And I know I am. It's incredible the way spirit works, and just the way it can work the different varieties of ways it works for people. This whole mediumship stuff, and for me, it happens to be music, and it happens to be sound. And you know, it's just crazy, because it's like, to literally get playlists in your dreams, and it's just, I couldn't imagine doing anything else. This is so much fun. It's just, it's out of this world. It's unbelievable experience to be able to communicate with spirit like this. And actually, I'm not even joking. Once I had a dream that straight up aliens were like, we've been communicating through your radio show, and we want to come on the air. And I'm like, yo, come on up, alien. Like, let's do this. Let's do this, Starseed fam. I'm ready. Where y'all at? Come back in my dreams, yo. Isn't it funny how, like, when you ask people about aliens and abduction, they're like, I want to be abducted. It's just really interesting how the human consciousness immediately, like, I swear, you ask anybody if they want to be abducted, they'll be like, yeah, I want to be abducted. You know, what is that? Like, what is that? It proves there is a need and a yearning in the human form to connect with the supernatural. That's just how it is. We just have a natural yearning, because it's a part of us. It's a natural force that is a part of us, the supernatural. So, I mean, I couldn't explain it any other way. I'm just so grateful. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Uplifting Vibrations. Thank you so much. Oh my God, I'm channeling a Southern person again. It's just what I do. Please don't mind me. I swear to God, I'm not doing it for comedy relief. It just happens when I'm preaching the choir, when I'm preaching the gospel. It just starts happening. I swear it. Yo! Oh my God, I'm having so much fun here. And it's been a life-changing experience the past couple of weeks. It really has been. So many good, amazing things have been going on in the skies, in the stars, in the spirit world. Oh yeah, we got this. We got it. We're here and we got this. Just be excited. I'm so excited. I can't even contain myself. I don't even know what I'm excited about. I'm not even on anything. Like, that is my catchphrase. I'm not even on anything. Oh. Oh my God, it's a parent of a playground. Santa Ants. Oh yeah. Oh my God. And I weaned off caffeine. So I'm serious. This is natural drugs, yo. This is like some straight up, like, yo, like natural tripping. Like, this is why I'm addicted to this show. It's like, I need this. It's like, you need this? No. I need this too. Whatever spirit's got, give it to me. Like, I'm just channeling this, yo. I'm just the medium here. I'm getting it too, just like you're getting it. I'm getting the dose of energy just like you're getting it. I need it too. It feels good to be alive, doesn't it? It feels good to connect with the supernatural. Amen. Oh, amen. It feels good to be here. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Spirit. Thank you, infinite channeling being of God, for us to be here on this radio right now, speaking to everybody, being here, just being present and being alive and just feeling the love. Oh, Lord, feeling the love. It's good. It's good. There's so much magic in the air. There's just so much magic in the air. There's, speaking of magic, I'm guided to the Wizard of Oz. Are you guided to it? How many of you love that movie? Like, seriously, how many of you love that movie? Because I know I love it. Doesn't matter how old you are. So because I love it so much, I think this will be the last song. Might be the last song because I have a mini reading coming up. But I'm going to just get in with it with some more high vibe frequencies with Judy Garland and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So please stay tuned, stay in. I'm going to do our little mini channeling from Spirit for our reading for the week, and we'll wrap it up. But I love you so much. I love you more than a gazillion trillion planets and galaxies. 91.5.
Drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh why?
Welcome back. Did you miss me? I missed you too. You were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and we are here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Woo-hoo-hoo! Okay. So anywho-zoles, it's time for our mini read for the week. I can't wait for this. Yeah. Because it's my reading too. I'm getting it too. I love it. I love being here. Okay. So let's go in. We're going to go in, Infinite Spirit. So what is the message, Infinite Spirit, you would like to communicate for this week? Some guidance, a message of wisdom, anything that feels good to the soul, anything that feels magical. Okay. So a lot of these, I love how they come to me like, and they bring me music so they can, or something that has to do with music or dance that helps to connect it with, you know, that feeling, you know, of sound. And so there is a strong message of self-expression for this week. So it's very important that, okay, so I'm getting all of this right now. So the whole thing intertwined with bluegrass being in my dream and then getting a dream to get a banjo to learn it and having spirit suggesting. They never tell us what to do. It's a suggestion and it's guidance and you can take it or leave it. I decided to take it. And this beautiful world opened up to me because I invested in a banjo and I never played before, but it was something that I connect with and I love. And I love bluegrass music and I love folk music and I love everything. And I just love it. I love the instrument. There's something about it. And so anyways, the whole point is when we follow the nudges to follow our heart and do the things that bring us bliss, we open up doors to further bliss. We open up doors to the next thing that brings us love. And so, for example, I don't really play traditional, like, bluegrass with my banjo. I flow with it. I do it. And I've banged out songs that are completely outside of the genre that's more something that I connect with. And I realized that's why I had to buy it. And that's why I had to connect it, because Spirit had something else in store for me. It was to help my musical growth. And so it was to help me to evolve musically. And it wasn't about, okay, you're going to go play bluegrass. It was about it experiencing different things. And it's just like when you listen to different music, when somebody has an eclectic taste and they can listen to any kind of music, that expands your consciousness. It helps you it actually helps your intellect. So being able to be exposed to different kinds of music and incorporate them and connect with them in a different way, it actually is an expansive source to who you are as an artist. So whether you're a musician or not, or whatever, you know, floats your boat, whatever you, or you're a creator, even if you're not a creator, this message is about when we expose ourselves to different things, when we expose and we can listen to guidance, like if you got a reading or if you're listening to this right now and you're getting intuitive nudges that there is something that you're thinking about taking up. It doesn't have to be music or something creative. What if you want to take up yoga? What if you want to take up rock climbing? What if you want to start writing, sailing boats? What if you want to, something new, brand new, and you've always been wanting to do this, but you've been hesitant because you are in whatever kind of box or whatever it is you think you can't do or telling yourself, or maybe how it may look to other people, or you're afraid of how you're going to look to other people. You need to really just kind of like push that aside, because no one else is going to be able to carry your bliss and your happiness. Only you can do that. So whatever it is that you're thinking about doing, it's connected to your self-expression of who you truly are. And I mean, yes, it's going to bring you happiness, but then it's going to open up another door that's related to that. And I'm telling you, me being able to have this experience with the banjo and not, I was so like, I was surprised. I was just like, I was, you know, I was playing the banjo, but at the same time, it was giving me music for, it opened up a whole nother realm to a whole nother song. And I started making beats because of it. And so it's like one door to the next, to the next, to the next. They're like steps. Our bliss are like staircases. So you have one staircase. That's your first open the door to your bliss. Then you have another. After that bliss, it opens up a door to the next, and that's the other staircase. The staircase keeps going up and up and up, just like that mountain in the meditation. It just keeps going to the height of beauty and bliss and feeling good. And that's what creates a high vibration for you when you follow your heart and what it is you want to do. And, or what, you know, that's where the self-expression is, and that's where the self-expression lies. So, Infinite Spirit, please. So that is, thank you. That's the message for today in the mini reading. It's all about self-expression this week. It's all about following your bliss. And remember that opening up your bliss, it's opening up infinity. Infinite bliss. And I hope you got that. Amen. I leave you with the love and blessings of Spirit. And I hope you were able to get whatever you needed from this. Thank you so much, Infinite Love Channel. Oh, we're basically pretty much out of here. And I hope you've been able to take whatever you needed from this. I hope that love follows you everywhere you go, baby. You deserve it. You deserve the love. You deserve to be held and kissed and just loved. Oh, you can kiss me on the forehead and then you call me chaos. That kind of innocence, it makes me wanna show off. Makes me feel good, makes me wanna get loud, yeah. Makes me feel good, makes me wanna talk about ya. Get up, oh, we could do this all day. Get up, we could do this all day. We could do this all day. Woo! Oh my God, it just came out. There you go, Spirit, self-expression, we're here. We're here and we're present. I love you to pieces. I love all of you listening. Thank you so much for being a part of this paranormal playground sounds. Thank you for being present and just, oh my God, just such great supporters. So I love you, and I'm going to leave you with some more bluegrass here. Have a beautiful day. I mean, a beautiful night, a beautiful week. Until next time, and or if I'm here Sunday, you know, whatever floats your boat, whatever Spirit has in store, it's all for a reason. And I hope you just have those most wonderful, beautiful dreams tonight because of this, or maybe not because of this. Maybe you just have the dreams on your own and your kick butt. Kick butt. It's PG-13. Kick butt. Love you. So I leave you with the love and blessings.
Hug me closer, mother, closer. Put your arms around me tight. For I'm cold and tired, dear mother. I feel so strange tonight. Something hurts me here, dear mother. Like a stone upon my breast. And I wonder, mother, wonder why it is I cannot rest. Oh, a day while you were working, as I lay upon my bed, I was trying to be patient and to think of what you said just before the lamps were lighted. Just before the children came, while the room was very quiet. I heard someone call my name. Come up here, my little Bessie. Come up here and live with me. Where little children never suffer through